Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The state of New Jersey is learning the hard way that radical policies allowing people to define their own gender have severe consequences. The Edna Mann Correctional Facility is an all-female institute that houses 800 women. But in 2019, it began admitting men who identify as women. Earlier this year, policies surfaced that two female prisoners became pregnant. This policy change allowing men to be with women in this women's prison came about from a lawsuit filed by a transgender man who said that his rights were violated because he was placed in an all-male prison. The court ordered that transgender individuals could not be subject to pat-down or strip searches either. So, instead of people getting help for gender dysphoria, a court is endangering the lives of others, specifically the women at Edna Mann Correctional Facility.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.